This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. AI development firm Scale is pulling together lawmakers, government stakeholders, and members of the St. Louis tech community this morning to talk about how the region could be a hub for defense technology. I spoke with Scale AI's senior lead here, AJ Siegel.
Where does AI fit in this space when we talk about defense tech?
Yeah, good question. Scale is a dual-use technology company that develops applications for civilian and government sectors. And so what we can do is we bring our near decade of experience powering state-of-the-art generative AI models directly to our defense partners. What that boils down to for here in St. Louis is every day we have nearly 250 team members working out of our St. Louis AI Center workforce that take raw data, such as satellite imagery, video, and text, and they transform it into what we call AI-ready data, which is detailed, structured, and expertly labeled so the U.S. government can use AI tools with accuracy, trust, and speed.
Without AI, how much manpower would it take to digest all of that data?
When you talk about manpower, the thing that I would emphasize is that when you use the high-quality AI data sets that we produce here in St. Louis, we've seen that as you apply that to AI, you're able to identify objects more accurately and more quickly to help improve the way U.S. government personnel, military personnel, can interpret imagery or full motion video.
Now, I know Senator Eric Schmidt, Congressman Wesley Bell are both scheduled to be part of the summit that is taking place. When you look at what we offer in St. Louis, what opportunities do we have here to offer the defense sector?
The way Scale sees it is, as we've been here in St. Louis the last 4 years, we've seen how St. Louis takes a whole of community effort to build St. Louis into hubs, such as the way they built a geospatial hub. So the reason why we've invited for our St. Louis summit, the reason why we've invited members of the St. Louis tech community, government stakeholders, people such as Congressman Bell and Senator Schmidt, is because we want to have those dialogues and in-depth discussions about the ways that we can work together in the same whole of community efforts to attract more defense innovation to the city and also further workforce development in St. Louis, similar to the workforce that we've created here.
What do you see when it comes to the workforce availability in the St. Louis region?
This is one of my favorite topics to talk about, Megan, because our workforce is very unique and we like to call it the AI workforce of the future. Because as we've been in St. Louis for over 4 years, we have built our team from the ground up. The majority of our workforce comes from non-traditional tech backgrounds, so baristas, teachers, artists, and veterans. Over half of them are under 30. Most of them are new to AI, and most are new to tech altogether. But all of them are dedicated to building something meaningful to support our national security. And then within that, we've created pathways for advancement, where two-thirds of our workforce have already been promoted beyond their entry-level role. And then we have continuous training, and we've also, over 100 of our team members have received security clearances to support some of the most sensitive AI programs in the U.S. government.
That is AJ Siegel of Scale AI in St. Louis.